The following program is a Magic Hour Radio production.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
3, 2, 1.
Here's my impression of Seth Rogen's laugh.
Welcome to some kid jokes, jokes by kid. There were three guys on a plane. One bit into an apple, thought it was too sweet, so he threw it out the window. The second guy bit into a rock.
It's Carl here. You can call me Carl. What you boys both have is an exceptional laugh. You guys have epic laughs.
Stop looking at me like that. Stop looking at me.
Today, actually, is the anniversary
of Moby Dick.
Famous opening line of the book. Do you know it?
Yeah. Where is the whale?
No.
Live from KX93.5 in Laguna Beach, it's the Magic Hour.
Magic Hour is it's all over the place. It's a weird, it's a really fun, kind of weird, sometimes conventional, sometimes traditional, sometimes totally bizarre, all over the place.
Oh, all right, enough, you broken record, okay.
Now here's your host, the Camshaft, and Dougie Fresh.
Right, everybody, I'm the Camshaft, that's Dougie Fresh. Thank you, Shadow Stevens.
The magic. Name dropping tonight, wow. That was supposed to be a secret, wasn't it? I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know if it was. It's not just any Magic Hour tonight. It's actually the Magic Hour Christmas special. It's not Christmas. It's a little early. A week early. But we can't wait. We can't do it.
Can I just say, whose idea was it? Santa? Was it your idea to put Christmas on a Wednesday?
Hold on. Are you calling me Santa?
No, I'm saying the Royal Santa, you were at. Was it your idea?
Well, that's just how it happened this year. It's not on Wednesday every year.
That's true.
And apart from that, it's a special episode because it's the Christmas special. And it's also a special episode because we have a guest with us tonight, this evening.
That's right.
Who's here?
We got Chris. Remember? We got Chris from The Sky is the Limit, which is a show that's coming out in the spring on YouTube, facebook.com/ The Sky is the Limit Productions. Chris, what's going on, man?
Hey, I'm happy to be here.
Ooh. What do you think, Doug? First thoughts on his radio voice?
Yikes. We're glad to have you here.
Okay. I'll work on my radio voice.
You know that's how you said, we're glad to have you here? And he just goes, okay.
Okay, yeah.
That's rude, man.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Cool. That's more like it.
Give us a call. 949-715-KXFM is the number. We're the Magic Hour. We're going to be here for the next hour. We're just going to have fun with you. We're going to play some Christmas games. We're going to have Christmas-themed segments for you.
I have to be honest with you. Christmas special, even though I like it, it's still second in my heart to Halloween special.
I want you to think how that makes the listener feel right now.
Like, man, I'm going to stop listening right now and load up the podcast for the Halloween episode and enjoy it, just like Doug intended.
Oh, man. So are you guys excited about Christmas?
I am. I'm very excited.
Come on, guys.
Wait a second. Christmas.
Christmas.
You know, this time of year, everybody thinks about what things do they want.
Yeah.
What's on your list this year?
I've been thinking about this for a while, ever since December 26, 2012, what I want for Christmas this year. And I've decided it'd be great if I could have a girlfriend. Someone to share my life with, so I don't have I don't have to go to sleep alone.
Oh man,
no.
If you're listening and you like the sound of that sultry voice,
Tilly, that Tilly's girl that said hi to me in Laguna. If you're listening, I don't know. I don't know what I want. I'm a happy guy, I pretend to be a happy guy.
Everybody says that. That doesn't cut it for me this year. You can't just say, I love my life, I don't want anything.
That's not true. You want me to legitimately go into like what I want for Christmas?
Not the whole thing, but what are some of the big ticket, you know? The girlfriend was a good one.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, fine. You know what? Santa's listening. Chris, how about you, my friend?
Oh, man, honestly.
You want a new girlfriend, am I right?
No, I have a great girlfriend.
Yeah, she must be listening right now.
Yeah, I have a great girlfriend. Love you, honey.
All right, man, come on. This isn't Valentine's Day show.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
What do you want, Chris?
Save that for February.
What do I want? Some money. That's what I want, some money.
All right.
That's a good one.
Like a true American.
You want to win the Mega Millions lottery jackpot.
That would be really nice.
Yeah, that happened.
You're a little late on that.
Yeah. That was on Tuesday. You missed it.
I know.
By the way, we're just going to hop to that for 5 seconds here. I was talking to somebody. Yeah.
Conveniently skip over you.
I'm coming back to me. But I was talking to somebody about the Mega Millions jackpot at work the other day.
Yeah.
And they said, you know what? It's too much of a burden to win.
Honestly, though, just like people believe in like the lottery curse. Like you win the lottery and it ruins your life.
Yeah, I kind of believe that too.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Do you?
But I would not turn it down.
I just say, I could probably get a girlfriend pretty quick if I had $600 million.
Yeah.
I could probably get two, maybe.
What do I want for Christmas this year? Big one is a new computer.
Nice.
Love to have one of those new computers.
What kind of computer?
Apparently one isn't enough.
Not to endorse. Yeah. Oh, wow. Not to endorse any products, but I'd like an Apple computer.
You're fond of the Apple products.
I'm fond of the Apple products. And, what else?
They paid you to say that.
I would love to have, maybe a couple more days of the week on KX93.5.
Yeah.
Oh.
We'll see what's, a few more episodes. We'll see. A few more shows.
Yeah. To be on the week after this? That would be great.
I would love to be invited back for another year.
That's number one on my Christmas list. Did you guys ever, like, how long did you believe in Santa Claus?
Man, probably about...
Wait a second. I just want to make sure, if you still believe...
Whoa.
He must be real.
You know how many kids listen to our show?
Kids. Oh, yes, uh-oh. Kids.
Uh-oh.
Go to bed. He's going to be at your house soon delivering presents.
I don't know. I don't remember. Come on.
I think it was about 12. That seems kind of old, though, right?
I guess. I don't know. Maybe...
I don't know. You know what? I've never gotten anything I wanted for Christmas.
So you knew right away.
Yeah, I knew. I made the list and everything, gotten anything.
It's funny you blamed him not existing rather than like you not being a good boy.
Yeah.
He must not exist.
You know what? One year, I was really, really good, and the only thing I wanted was Final Fantasy X for PlayStation 2.
And you got Final Fantasy 9.
No. It was worse. I got BOD.
Their body
spray
stuff.
Yes.
Oh man,
close. And that was second. The only thing I got. And my sisters got bikes and roller skates.
Yikes.
Clothes.
Hey man,
not the favorite in your family.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. It was.
What's
bad.
Your parents'
it was
number?
Bad.
We're gonna call them up right
it
now.
It was bad. I think I cried too.
Wow,
man, yeah.
That's cruel. You really took it down a notch here, man. I'm depressed now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just got bought. Not even like Axe. You got BOD. Yeah. You used BOD.
I know.
That's like half a step below degree.
You use BOD, don't you, Cameron? That's
yeah.
Yeah.
It's good stuff, man.
It's cheap.
Some
man.
Of us need it.
It's the bargain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, call us 949-715-KXFM. If you want to give us your Christmas shout out, if you want to request that Christmas song. You know what? If you're driving by the studio and you have those sleigh bells ringing, honk.
Figuratively.
Or give the sleigh bells a ring.
Or if you just want a date with a handsome young fellow named Dougie Fresh.
Yeah.
Ah, so man. Happy.
I wish I didn't say anything because I don't want that to be a thing. Oh. I don't need you bringing that in every 5 minutes.
Or we could get a date for Doug.
Here's the number, 949-715-KXFM. Or Doug's number.
555. Something.
Yeah, exactly. You know it very well. Yo, I have an interesting little article here.
Yeah, what's up?
Since we are... in the Christmas mood, since
sure,
it is the Christmas episode. Rio trees. We've had Rio trees in the past, right? Like in your lifetime. Like
A
Christmas tree.
I've actually bought my first real Christmas tree this year.
Awesome. Well, this would be very helpful for you then. A lot of people complain, how do you keep your tree from like drooping, right? You
know,
how do you keep it alive and while
keep
it slowly
it nice.
Dies?
Yeah.
But apparently people have believed in a number of like fake remedies, or they have like their special sauce that keeps it kicking good, right?
Yeah.
Some people use Sprite, some people put Viagra in the water.
Do they really?
Yeah, wow. Sprite in the water, Viagra in the water, vodka. People have all these different beliefs, and luckily there's someone out there, some scientist who decided to test all of these. All
right.
Because that's going to better humanity somehow. But turns out that putting any additive, anything at all, is actually makes it worse for the tree.
Huh. Who would have thought?
Yeah. The biggest thing to keep your tree healthy and you know, plump is just water, clean water.
Maybe a little bit of love.
Change the
some love.
Come on.
Put some effort in.
Yeah, less lights weighing the tree down.
Yeah. Keep the cats out of it.
Load it with a crap ton of ornaments.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not natural, man.
So they say it's just fresh water. Doesn't have to be distilled or anything. But
sunlight, maybe?
Yeah. And then they say, like, some people believe their stuff works. It's just because then they're being more attentive and they're adding water anyway.
Sure.
But yeah, clean water. So just, you know, clean it out once in a while and you'll be good to go, Chris.
Yeah.
Keep that thing plump and juicy.
The tree.
The tree.
The tree.
Not, oh, man.
That's what we were talking about, right?
So, Christmas, yeah.
I feel like you're not into this right now.
I am. No, I'm totally
not. No, he's not. He was like,
Yeah. See, he's with me on that one.
Do you have a tree up, Doug? But yeah, let's see who's into Christmas and ask
my
if you
apartment?
Have a tree. Yeah.
No.
Interesting.
I used to when I had a roommate that had a tree.
Yeah, when I lived here, I put it up. Chris, yeah. You said you have a real tree.
I do.
I like that real tree
He has
smell.
A real
Me too. I
you
love
have a dinky,
the real tree
You have
smell.
A dinky fake one.
I do.
Don't get off your soapbox.
All right, hang on a second.
Give it to him.
Yeah, he does deserve it. Natural
He's got
tree grower.
Natural tree over here.
I bow to
thank
you, sir.
Thank you.
949-715-KXFM is the number. It's a Magic Hour Christmas special on KX93.5. Our guest tonight is Chris from The Sky is the Limit.
Hey, everybody.
I've heard some great things about it.
Yeah, tell us about the show, man.
So the show is pretty much a reality lifestyle show.
Uh-huh.
And I play Sky, who's one of the hosts of the show, as well as, and my co-host is Ryan McGowan. And then we have a new addition, which I'm really, really excited about. Cameron, the camshaft, is going to be a host on the show as well. So I'm really, really excited about that.
That's me, baby.
Yeah.
I'm excited, man.
Wish I had
me
applause.
Me too. I'm really,
me.
Really excited.
What's some of the stuff we're going to do on this thing?
I know some of the things we're going to do maybe a race to see which transportation would be best from maybe Santa Monica to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Where one of us is maybe taking a bicycle, the other person's driving a car, and the other person's actually doing public
tricycle.
Transportation.
I call car.
Car.
I call car.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it is.
I wouldn't want to be public transport, but yeah. Someone's got to do it, Cameron.
Can we do this in like Beverly Hills instead?
That would be awesome.
Laguna Beach, maybe.
Yeah. Public transport from Laguna Beach to L.A.? That'd be tricky.
Yeah, that'd be tricky.
That would take like 3 days? What?
Four.
Man, it would be a long time.
I don't know.
Doug and I did the math because we live in L.A. We were driving back last week from the show. And we were like, how long would it take us to walk?
To walk.
Because traffic was so bad.
Yeah, because we were going home on the freeway and it was literally every freeway we went on, we were coming up to a closure. So we had to get off this one, get off that one. And at one point we were like, what if we just walked? Like how far? And we guessed within 30 minutes of what Google says it would take.
We guessed 10 hours, said 9 hours, 45 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. Props to us.
So we're pretty cool. Anyways, the sky is the limit. Coming out this spring on YouTube. We're looking forward to it, Chris.
Yeah.
And the Facebook page, again, is facebook.com/skyslimitproductions.
Right
and now, while you're at Facebook, by the way, like the Magic Hour's Facebook
page. We're on a roll recently. We got a number of likes.
Magic Hour, facebook.com/magichourradio is where you can hit us up. And with that, why don't we do our little segment we like to do every week from our good Australian buddy.
Yeah, love this guy. Good on you, Carl. I come from
Looks like Seal's got his nails around your neck. And in the end, Bulls had to be scratched.
Get in my belly. Anytime
you want an update from Australia, just call.
Thanks, Carl. Love you, buddy. This is a segment we do every week where we play a clip from that man, Carl Stefanovic, Today Show host in Australia, funny dude, and here he is telling some jokes.
Everyone ready at home? What is Forrest Gump's Facebook password? One, Forrest, one. What do you call an Italian with a rubber toe? Roberto. My wife opened the fridge the other day and threw a brand new block of cheese at me. I said, well, that's mature.
Is it the news yet?
Knock, knock. Who's there? Yeah. Yahoo. Wow. You're really excited to see me.
That is some great jokes.
Carl Stefanovic, ladies and gentlemen. We interviewed Carl. You can check out that interview on our Facebook page or on the KX935.com website or in iTunes. We're there as well. We're iTunes official.
Yeah.
KX935.com/podcasts. You want to do some... Chris, you want to do some Hollywood 3? Doug, you want to do some Hollywood 3?
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Christmas Hollywood 3.
Christmas Hollywood 3?
Christmas
Hollywood. Let's do it. Yeah!
This is we in a very relaxed Christmas aura.
Smaug.
Do some Hollywood news. So all what's right. Big thing. Christmas Day, always a big day for movies to come out. But there's a lot coming out this week.
What do we got?
This Christmas. We got 47 Ronin, that Keanu Reeves movie.
Mm, that actually looks really good.
Yeah, it definitely looks. No.
definitely has a picture.
Yeah. Grudge Match.
What is that?
That's with Robert De Niro and
Sylvester Stallone.
Sylvester Stallone, Sly. And yeah. They're going to duke it out. Old dudes in the ring.
All right.
Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Oh, the Ben Stiller.
Yeah. No, I can't.
Yeah. Go.
And then Wolf of Wall Street by Martin Scorsese, starring Leonardo DiCaprio. Usually, I say that's a lot. There's only four. But usually it's just two big ones.
Yeah, well, normally.
And usually one is the obvious. Or there's like a mature one and a kids one / family one.
Yeah.
And this one is like just like four adult movies.
Poor kids.
It's like the kids don't really have anything. They can go see Frozen
Mom,
again.
Will you take me to see Wolf of Wall Street? Yeah.
Which I hear it's like it borderlines on NC-17 rating.
Really?
Like, yeah, there's some really racy stuff in it.
Merry Christmas.
My issue with this, I'm surprised all these movies were okay with this. That's horrible. It's going to divide up the shares against four. No one's going to, I don't think any of one of them are going to outstand like from other ones.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a problem.
I think the one that's going to take the cake is going to be, not in my heart, but in the world's heart, is going to be The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Really? I don't think that one's going to do good at all.
I feel like it has a wider appeal than, say, The Wolf of Wall Street.
I think Wolf of Wall Street is going to take the cake because there's more ads for it, and people love Leonardo DiCaprio, Martin Scorsese. It looks like an exciting movie.
It's true.
I think that's it.
Martin Scorsese's last film, by the way, Hugo. Rated PG?
Yeah. PG?
He's changing it up, obviously. Right. NC-17.
So which one are you going to go see Christmas Day, Chris?
Have no idea.
Good answer, man.
If you see a movie.
If I see a movie, I would probably go with the
47 Ronin.
47 Ronins? Yeah. I'd probably go see that.
I'm going to go see that just because the girl in it, who's like the villain.
Oh, yeah.
She's a babe.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I remember what Doug's wish was for Christmas.
I know.
Put that babe alert on.
All right. What's next in Hollywood 3 tonight? Oh, Anchorman 2.
Came out yesterday.
None of us have seen it.
No.
We're going to go ahead and review it.
I actually have mixed feelings about Anchorman 2.
Tell us.
Just because it's it seems like it's way over-marketed. And it's,
oh, really?
Yes.
I hadn't noticed that.
Yes. And usually,
you're totally right.
Usually you get your hopes up about these movies, and you go, and you're so let down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So
I see, now that's the same feeling I have going into it. I'll probably see it because I'm curious.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll see it in the theater. I have to be honest about that.
I bet you will.
I bet I will. I'm going to see it in the theater.
You're going to go home with all your redneck families, and they're going to want to go see it.
Whoa.
I've heard really good things, actually.
Have you?
Really?
I've heard it stands up to the previous film.
Well,
I don't know. Just seems like a lot of racist jokes, though, honestly.
Yeah.
to be honest. Yeah.
I was talking about this earlier with a friend, and I'm kind of burnt out on Will Ferrell.
Why?
I don't know.
Obviously, yeah. I mean,
I'm just kind of tired of him.
No, his character never really changes. You know?
I totally agree with that.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, he plays that same. He's this is grown my up and not really grown up.
This is my Will Ferrell movie impression. Right. What? That's crazy.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
That's Will Ferrell. Yeah, he says that in every movie.
He was different.
His character, you were kidding.
His character did change for one movie that I've seen, and the one where he got hit by that bus. Where
yes,
where
that Stranger
life
than
was
fiction.
Written in a book.
Stranger than Stranger. Fiction.
And that was actually really good.
Big fan of that movie.
And I would say with the one where he's
he lives in his front yard.
Well, yeah, when he's alcoholic, what is that called?
Alcoholic Will Ferrell.
No. Well, but he was good in that, too. That was against type. So.
Inception.
No. All right, last up on the Hollywood 3 is Justin Bieber had a radio interview, and he said he was retiring from music.
Yes!
turns out it was kind of a joke.
Oh,
he's not retiring. He may be taking a short break because he wants to like move his music. But essentially, who cares, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No, you saying no. That's a joke? It's like you saying canceled Christmas.
Yeah. Whoa. Don't even say that.
Yeah, don't ever say that.
This is the Christmas special. Those two words together should not be happening.
Those are hurtful.
This is the Christmas special, and this is the Magic Hour. I'm the Cam Chef. That's Dougie Fresh, and our guest tonight is Chris from The Sky is the Limit. New YouTube show coming out this spring. I'm going to be with him on that, too. You can give us a call at 949-715-KXFM. And Doug has a bit of a holiday
danger zone.
Danger zone! Danger zone.
I have a danger zone. I was holiday shopping,
ooh,
as many people have been doing, and I was in a three-story store. It was a bookstore.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm dancing around it. It's a Barnes & Noble. Yeah. So no problem with that. Check this out. It was a weird situation where when you get in the store, you can go up the escalator, right?
Yeah. Yep.
But
sure.
If you came back down to the first floor, to go back up again, you'd have to walk through like the alarm uprights, you know, those upright things.
Yeah, the thing that like if you have a sensor on your book or something.
Because
sure.
All the, like the movies were behind there.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure if a book would also go off. Anyhow, so I'm on the second floor. I want to go down. And so I'm going down. I just step on the down escalator. I'm like, oh, shoot, I want to look on the third floor for something. And I'm panicking because I don't want to have to go through there. I have a book with me. I picked up a book already. I don't want to go through the uprights and put an alarm off. So I'm like, shoot, I'll just turn around real quick and go up the down escalator. But I just got on it. So I'm only like a few feet down. Like my steps just started going down. I'm just like, this would be easy. It's right there.
Yeah.
I can make it. And I start going, and I want to say I wasn't like stupid about it. I wasn't like, oh yeah, it'll be easy. I was like, no, it'll be easy if I, you know, go into overdrive. Because I like, yeah, it's going down. I want to go up. I got to run twice as fast. I knew what I was up against.
Yeah, sure.
So I turn around. I'm about 5 feet now, 5 feet down.
Okay.
I was like, I can do this. I start going. I'm just like, oh my God. I'm like not moving, and then for whatever reason, I'm just almost there. I'm like, I got to two-step this last one, so you know, try to skip one step just to get to the threshold to finally get there. I didn't make it. I like stumbled.
Did you fall?
I didn't go all the way down. But I get up. I'm like brush myself off. Everyone's like looking behind them. Like, what was that noise?
This is like an Arnold Schwarzenegger Christmas movie.
It was the worst decision.
This is the plot of Jingle All the Way.
Turns out, I actually later did go down, but had to go back up. The book didn't put the alarm off, so it was fine. It was all wasted effort.
Next time, just throw it over the top.
Yeah. And run to the other side.
Next time, I'll have to get up on the rail and like run up that. That'll be easier. Probably not. But thanks for making me.
I'm sorry.
End this segment on a high note.
I'm sorry, man.
I was supposed to say, yeah, I'll go on the rail next time. You guys laugh so hard. I'm like, okay, what's next, Cameron?
Back to you, man. It's a Magic Hour Christmas special on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm the Cam Chef. That's Dougie Fresh. Special guest Chris here, of course. But right now, we actually have a caller on the line, so we're going to bring him on real quick. Magic Hour. Thanks for calling in. Who's this?
Hey, this is Ron from Kentucky.
Hey, Ron.
Hey.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas,
thank
California.
You.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Now, I just want to let everybody know, Ron is one of our biggest fans, apparently. I'm not tooting my own horn here. He comments on our Facebook page all the time. We actually posted a collage of some of the pictures he sends
us.
Check that out.
I'm photogenic, yeah.
You can check that out on our Facebook page, facebook.com/magichourradio. So, Ron, what are you going to do in Kentucky for Christmas?
Oh, well, I got to finish my Christmas shopping. I haven't got my wife and cousin a gift yet, but it's easy because they're one and the same.
Oh. That's great, man.
Same thing, you know, visit family, get gifts and just, you know, Christmas is Christmas, I guess.
Yeah.
Great.
Absolutely. Does it snow down there? You got any snow right now for Christmas?
Come on. Did you not see the photo?
We got some elevation and we get some really good snows, but I went to West Virginia.
Uh-huh.
Day, and the only state that's more hillbilly than Kentucky, you know, because they date their aunts up there. You know, we just do cousins and sisters. So, yeehaw.
So you told me during the song break, actually, you have a would you rather for us.
Oh yeah, my favorite part. All right,
come on, Ron.
So, would you rather eat a squirrel or sleep with a possum?
I'm going to have to go with sleep with a possum because I think that would be better. I imagine this is out in the wilderness, and that would just be better for warmth.
Now, Ron, I have to ask you, sleep with a possum or sleep with a possum?
Hey, it's Kentucky, man.
I'm probably going to have to go and eat a squirrel, honestly. Possums creep me out.
Yeah, you've done that before, though.
So. It's true. Yeah, I have. Yeah. Chris, how about you, man?
I would have to sleep with the possum, man. I can't eat
Thank
a squirrel.
You. Thank
I
you.
Couldn't eat the squirrel.
Ron, how about you?
Hey, I've done both. And I can hook you up with the possum because I've got a pet possum.
Oh. Yeah, we saw that picture that you saw.
Yeah, he's a sweet boy. He is.
All right, Ron, well, thanks for calling in, man.
Hey, you heard it. You guys have a merry, merry Christmas out there.
Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
All right, talk to you soon. Always good to hear from Ron, man.
Always great.
Always good to hear from Ron.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Again, it's the Magic Hour on KX93.5. It's our Christmas special. Let's go ahead and do some Who Am I?
Who Am I? Which is a segment that we play when we have guests on, because we normally don't. We used to do it when we had three people, when Ruby departed from us. We dropped it in her honor, but when someone comes back, we do it. All right, so we each have a person that we're going to pretend to be and give the other people hints.
Yeah.
Trivia facts about ourselves, and they have to guess who it is. Chris, do you want to go first?
I guess I will go first.
All right, man.
All right. This one's big.
Big. Okay.
I Shaq. Am an actor.
Okay. Nope.
All right.
That narrows it down.
Chevy Chase.
No.
All right. I'm not going to guess.
Okay. Okay. I am from New Jersey.
Ben Affleck.
No.
Casey Affleck.
No.
That's a legitimate guess. Come on.
Okay.
Laughs at me on my own show?
Hey, I'm a laugher.
Just kidding.
I noticed.
I played in The Mexican.
Brad Pitt? No, Johnny Depp.
No.
All right, what's the next clue?
All right. All right, this is a good one. I was in The Sopranos.
Oh, James Gandolfini.
There you go.
Yeah.
Television. Too soon. Yeah,
Doug.
All right, I'll go next. All right, I tried out for a position on the Cincinnati Reds baseball team. All right.
Oh, man.
Drew Carey.
I will never get married again. And I have even won a wager for $20,000 that I wouldn't have kids by the age of 40.
Oh, this is tough. Can we Google it?
No.
Oh.
Come on, man.
Come on. I was voted Sexiest Man Alive in 1997 by People Magazine.
Heath Ledger. Boom.
It's 97? Who was even on the map yet? No guesses.
No.
I was Rosie O'Donnell's first host.
John Goodman.
On her talk show.
Oh, first host? First guest.
First guest. Her talk show that she hosted.
Macaulay Culkin.
No.
Yeah, I don't. No, still don't know.
At 43, I was voted sexiest male celebrity in a Naughty 40s poll conducted in the UK.
George Clooney.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh!
There you go, man. Look at that.
Where was the ER clue?
That would be a giveaway. Too much of a giveaway. There's a lot of giveaways in this trivia. He's a well-known man.
Can I just say I'm a little worried about my Who Am I here?
All right.
Here we go. I received the Earl Grey Award for my work in SCTV, Second City TV,
at the
Gemini Theater in Toronto.
John Goodman.
No, not John Goodman. I won a Tony Award for Best Actor in a Musical for my performance in the Broadway revival of Little Me.
Neil Patrick Harris.
No. I am a Canadian.
Yeah, Jim Carrey.
No, close. On Inside the Actor's Studio, I said my favorite curse word is who.
Who? Can we say that?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. It's a lot of Canadian.
All right, here's the next one.
Did he play in Superbad?
I can't answer that.
can neither confirm nor deny.
Okay.
In May 2012, while appearing on the Today Show, host Kathy Gifford asked me several questions about my marriage to my wife, Nancy, in the present tense. After my segment was over, she had to apologize because my wife is actually dead.
Liam Neeson.
No.
I have no clue.
Here is two last clues.
Yikes.
I,
can you imagine handling that on air?
I know.
You just went with it, I guess?
I portrayed the character Jiminy Glick on SNL.
Oh, Martin Short.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Good job.
Yikes.
I just realized I had really bad clues, and they were
very
simple.
You didn't know.
Okay.
You didn't know. It's okay.
I got it, though, man.
Yeah. That's
they
why.
They were really hard clues. Come on, don't cut me short here.
Yeah.
KX93.5, it's a magic hour. Give us a call, 949-715-KXFM. Ron already gave us one, but we're going to go ahead and have some more Christmas Would You Rather.
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Baby, would you rather?
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 What is it, Doug? What is Would You Rather?
Is that Ron on the track?
I think so.
All right. Would You Rather is a simple game of would you rather do this or would you rather do that? And of course, Christmas themed for the Christmas special.
Sure.
All right. These are really weird, I think. But I think if you take them seriously and you will find that they are hard to choose.
Okay.
Would you rather climb up and down a chimney or pilot a flying sleigh? FCC or FAA approved over the North Atlantic.
I would rather climb the chimney. I'm a good climber.
Up and down.
I could do up.
Fly
and down.
A sleigh.
Wow, really?
It's flying
over the North Atlantic.
I know. That's what bothers me. Over the North Atlantic, I wouldn't.
Not just any part of the Atlantic. The North.
The North part. Atlantic. That's true. I'd still go with the sleigh.
I'd have to go with the chimney with Chris. We could do them separately.
Yeah.
Or together. I don't know. All right. Would you rather attempt to break into someone's house and plant presents without getting caught?
Sure.
If you do, you know, it's burglary, breaking and entering, serve some jail time. Or would you rather work in a toy factory year round with long hours and no benefits, but free cookies?
I would break into the house.
Yeah.
And I'll put presents.
Yeah. I have to be honest.
I'd probably be really good at it.
Yeah.
All right.
There's evidence of proof.
Yeah. Would you rather take care of 9 reindeer for the rest of your life or relocate to the northern Canada area?
Wait, are they...
the northern Canada.
They're not... They can't fly. They're
They can't fly.
They're normal reindeer.
So would you rather
they're like
take
pooping
care
all
of,
over the place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
9 reindeer
or
Canada?
I would move to Canada.
Move to Canada?
Yep.
I'd move to Canada.
Yeah, I'd move to Canada.
You can't. Reindeer are like, I feel like they're a pain in the butt.
They are.
Also,
I think so too.
Free healthcare in Canada, man. Yeah. Free healthcare.
Can't beat that.
All right. Would you rather respond to all the letters sent to Santa from American children? So just American. That's not an elitist thing. It's just to single it out.
to the best letters to Santa.
Yeah. Or part of the worst, though.
Yeah.
Or would you rather wear a Santa suit every day between Thanksgiving and New Year's?
That's a good one.
For the rest of your life.
I would reply to the kid.
Really?
I'll just stamp it.
Santa.
The Xerox copies flowing out. I'd do the Santa suit. That'd be great.
Yeah, I'd send each kid a piece of coal. I do the Santa suit.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I feel like people would just assume you're in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
All the time.
But the Santa suit's so hot, though. And we're in L.A.
Come on, you could design one that breathes. We could just work around to that problem.
A little AC going in there.
Get some sort of radiator in it with a coolant system. That would be great.
Maybe an FM AM radio in there.
All right, that's too far. That's ridiculous. All right, last one. Would you rather live out the plot of The Santa Claus?
Starring
your favorite.
The Santa Claus.
Yeah, the Tim Santa Allen. Claus, Tim Allen. Allen. Yeah. Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, I like
that. Or would you rather live out the plot of Die Hard? Granted, take it seriously. Santa Claus, he pretty much has to be Santa for the rest of his life until he dies. He had to abandon his family, to get fat, has to take care of 9 reindeer. Or Die Hard. Bruce Willis survives Die Hard.
I think you're going to be surprised by my answer, Doug.
All right, you're going to say Santa Claus.
No.
Die Hard?
Die Hard.
Wow.
I'll tell you why. Here's a reason. If Santa Claus saw the reaction of every kid opening their presents, if he was allowed that, I'd be Santa. But he doesn't. He goes back to the North Pole after he delivers those gifts.
Right back to the grind.
If I could see the kids' faces, yes. But otherwise, Die Hard.
All right.
That's true.
What about you?
Honestly, I would do Die Hard, too.
Yeah, I would do Die Hard as well.
Yeah.
That's would you rather.
I was like, yeah, kids. Die Hard.
If you have any would you rathers that you think are very special and hard to answer, email them, magichourradio@gmail.com, or hit us up on Facebook. That's facebook.com/magichourradio.
That's right.
Yes, it is. I'm here with Cam Shaft. I'm Dougie Fish, and our guest, Chris, from the Sky's the Limit Productions.
Hey, hey.
Glad to have you here as well.
What's up? Glad to be here.
Right now, Cameron.
What's up right now?
What's up?
Well, I got to tell everybody about supporting the station, KX93.5. Oh. It's that time of year where we're all in the giving spirit.
Yes.
To find out how to support this station, which, by the way, we provide events, we provide awesome music, some awesome programming like this one. You can visit our website at kx935.com/support to find out how to support non-commercial public radio in the heart of Laguna Beach. And by the way, it's all tax deductible, Doug.
And by the way, you get some swag if you become a member.
And by the way, it's nice swag too.
It is. It's not just any swag. It's swag.
It's Chris swag.
Yes, Chris.
I don't know what that means.
I think he's just trying to he's trying to make up a new term right now.
Chris swag.
Yeah, there you go.
He sees the platform of FM radio and he's like, now's my chance, man.
Time for daddy to shine.
Doug.
Yeah, what's up?
What do we have right now?
We got an award we like to give out that we like to call the Dirtfall Award. All right, before we get to the award, if you don't know Dirtfall, it is a foreign word. It's from Germany. As a verb, it means to fail. As a noun, it means diarrhea. But we took the fail part, slapped it on an award, give this Dirtfall Award out every week to someone who failed miserably.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this Dirtfall Award goes to, it's not Christmas themed, sorry, I couldn't find one. Apparently people are being pretty smart this Christmas season.
Yeah, yeah.
According to Christmas things. But someone still robbed a bank, which is like, he didn't, you know, that's borderline Dirtfall right there.
Yeah.
Taking the easy way out, I guess. But he actually got caught because he posted a picture of himself on Instagram with the money.
Why does everybody post pictures of themselves doing things like this?
You got to show off that Chris swag. That's why.
You know what? I just realized something that will be good for this. The Santa Con. Have you guys heard about this?
Santa.
Oh yeah. Where all these people dress up and they just and it was a huge fight or something that happened.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, man. How did I not see that?
I just thought about it.
Yeah, let's give the dirt for all of that. You guys are at a Santa Con. You guys, it's an epitome of Christmas spirit, and you guys are going to fight each other?
Yeah, you gotta YouTube it. The fights are crazy.
Wow.
Like, it's maybe like 5 Santas just going at it. Like someone's taping it.
Sounds like an inside job to me. They did it on purpose. So we have 2 awards out this week. One goes out to Rodney Johnson from Cleveland Heights, Ohio, for robbing a bank and posting a picture of himself. Congratulations.
Great job, man.
Congratulations, Rodney.
And then second award that Chris brings up goes out to Santa Claus for fighting himself.
No.
Everyone who is trying to be part of the Christmas spirit at Santa Con and just ruined it. So congratulations for you guys.
Yeah.
Use your Dirtfall Award wisely.
Don't spend it all in one place.
Don't spend it all in one place. That's for sure.
Definitely don't Instagram it.
No. Yeah. That's a good point.
Why do people do this now?
I don't know.
Why do people think the internet, I mean, like, it's so easy to find pictures of people doing things. Why do you think that you should post this picture online? Also, I want to talk to the guy who was recording the Santa fight. I want to see what his iron in the fire was.
He started the whole thing. That's why
probably.
Obviously.
All right, just a few minutes left here. We're going to hop into what's my favorite segment of the show every week. It's a little bit of some Christmas kid jokes.
All right, if you're unfamiliar, kid jokes, they're not just jokes for kids. but they're jokes by kids.
All Which is the best part.
All these jokes were written by actual children of the world. And of course, they're Christmas themed because this is the Christmas special. All right, why did Santa only have 8 reindeer last year?
Why, Doug?
Yeah, I don't know.
One got sick and died. Yeah, it was an unfortunate time at the North Pole.
Yeah, you know the flu's going around.
Yeah, reindeers are not immune. What do snowmen like to eat for breakfast?
Snow.
Snowflakes.
Snow.
Shut up. Cornflakes, snowflakes.
Cornflakes, snowflakes.
I like it. Yeah, they were clever on that one. What did Jack Frost like most about school?
Frosties.
No, he likes snow and tow.
All right. That's a good one. I like that one.
Knock, knock.
Who's there, Doug?
Olive.
Olive who?
Olive, the other reindeer. Oh. The kids jumped the gun on that one.
They're like, Olive, yeah?
Yeah. Olive, the other reindeer. So the tongue. I get it. A pun, I guess?
It's a little bit of a pun. Yeah. Is it a riddle?
No. It's a joke.
Oh, okay.
What nationality is Santa?
Can I just say before you answer this? There was about a 2-hour debate about this on CNN the other day.
Are you serious?
Really?
And I was like, you know what? He's fake! Yeah.
Okay. There could be kids listening.
I know. Oh, yeah. Whoa. Remember, that's forbidden.
What's the punchline?
What nationality is Santa? Of course, he is North Polish.
I
actually like that one.
Okay. The other ones you didn't like. This one you honestly like.
All right, what else, Doug?
All right. Why can't a Christmas tree stand up?
Tell us.
He doesn't have any legs.
Oh. Our Christmas tree.
I don't know why they're cheering that. All right, last one, final one. This is my favorite. One night, a Viking named Rudolph the Red was looking out the window when he said, "It's going to rain." His wife asked him, "Well, how do you know?" Rudolph the Red responds with, "Because Rudolph the Red knows rain, dear." Rudolph the Red knows
nice.
Reindeer.
Christmas kid jokes, everybody, on the Magic Hour Christmas special. Oh man, that was good.
That was great.
There's some good kid jokes there. If you have any kid jokes, write those on our Facebook wall, facebook.com/magichourradio. You guys, we have to get out of here.
It's time to go already, huh?
Oh, it's time to go.
Shoot.
But we're gonna be here back. Oh, we're not gonna be back until after the new year.
2 weeks.
Well, everybody have a Merry Christmas or
so not next
Happy
week.
Holidays.
Not the second right after New Year's, but the 9th.
Yeah, the 9th.
That's our next show.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to Ron from Kentucky calling in. Thanks to Chris.
Thank
our,
you so much.
Our guest from The Sky's the Limit. Coming out on YouTube. We're here every Thursday. You can subscribe to that podcast on iTunes, or you can go to the KX935 website, kx935.com/podcast.
That's right.
Have a Merry Christmas, guys.
Happy holidays, everybody.
For the Magic Hour, I'm the Camp Chef. That's Dougie Friss and Chris. See you next week. Ho!